In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last week, we discussed the Lord's love for his people, and sometimes the Lord must chasten those he loves to bring them into repentance and into a right relationship with his people. That includes those of Malachi and Nehemiah's time, as well as us Christians today. Remember, the Lord speaking through Malachi said, "I have loved you." But the people flippantly asked, "How have you loved us?" Now, God turns to the priests to chasten them for their faithless worship. Malachi says, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear?" says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, "How have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar." But you say, "How have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised." The priests in Malachi's days had some serious issues, but their biggest problem was that they did not fear, love, and trust in God above all things. When God calls to them to chasten them for despising his name, instead of repenting of their sins and pleading for God's forgiveness, they petulantly ask, "How have we despised your name?" God reveals that the priests have been offering polluted food on his altar. They've offered blind and lame and sick animals for sacrifice, when all along they knew that the sacrificial law clearly tells them they should only offer animals without spot or blemish. The priests not only fail to keep the second commandment, misusing the name of the Lord, but they also sin against the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. They fail to keep the Sabbath day holy by failing to acknowledge God's word. Their worship of the Lord is faithless, and they've led the people of God to faithless worship also. Remember, offerings of the Old Testament were by faith in the Messiah who was to come. Now, in our second lesson, Peter calls all baptized Christians a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. These here are Old Testament words which were formerly used only for the people of Israel. But through our baptism on account of Jesus Christ, we've become part of a holy priesthood. Luther says, each and all are equally spiritual priests before God. Faith alone is the true priestly office. Therefore, all Christian men are priests, all women priestesses, be they young or old, master or servant, mistress or maid, learned or unlearned. Now, that doesn't mean that we're all pastors. Not all priests are pastors, but all pastors are priests. God has seen fit to institute the office of a holy ministry, filling this office from the royal priesthood with specific men to serve all believers by the means of grace, by God's holy word and his sacraments. These called and ordained ministers of Christ publicly teach and administer the sacraments to us for the forgiveness of our sins. But as part of the holy priesthood, you are called to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, and to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now, priests of the Old Testament offered physical sacrifices, but you are to offer spiritual sacrifices. These are different than the physical sacrifices because Christ, our great high priest, made the perfect sacrifice of himself to make atonement for our sins, and not just ours, but the whole world's also. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross once for all means there are no more sacrifices, physical sacrifices, needed. Therefore, the sacrifices that we give don't earn our forgiveness, but through faith, Jesus Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, through faith in Jesus Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to offer spiritual sacrifices. These include our prayers, praise, and thanksgiving, as well as our offerings. But I'm not only talking about the offerings and prayer and praise and thanksgiving we give for Him. We give to God for His abundant gifts at church each Sunday, which are part of our spiritual sacrifice. But our whole life as Christians is a life of praise to God with our words and deeds, living our lives as a living sacrifice, serving our neighbors in need, and proclaiming the atoning work of Jesus Christ wherever God has placed you. But just as Paul tells us in 2 Timothy, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Therefore, I must ask you, how have you, like the priests of Malachi's time, scorned the Lord with your worship? Have you despised God's name by choosing to skip church because it was too much of a hassle to fit it into your schedule? Or maybe another event took precedence over your time with God? Have you failed to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus? Have you forgotten to pray to God? Have you failed to give Him praise, which is only due Him? Have you not given Him thanks for the many gracious gifts He's provided you, instead giving yourself praise and taking credit for all you have, saying to yourself, I've earned this, I've worked hard, and this is my just reward? Or do you write your offering check to the church at the end of the month, after you've paid all your bills, therefore offering the blind, lame, or sick of your flock, as the Israelites were doing in Malachi's time? Have you seen your neighbor in need and chosen not to help him? Have you loved yourself more than your neighbor, which, I might add, includes all around you, your family, your church family, your friends, and the people that you see each day? if your worship of the Lord has become hollow and faithless? God's word today calls you to repent. Just as John tells us in 1 John, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus Christ is our great high priest who has made atonement on the altar of the cross for you. Where you've despised God's name, Jesus honored his Father in heaven in everything he said and did. Where you've failed to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God, Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. Where you failed to pray to God or praise him or give him thanks with your words and deeds, Jesus lived a life completely filled with prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to God. Therefore, Peter gives us a wonderful reminder that it is Christ who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Christ has called you by the gospel that you would live with him in his kingdom for all eternity. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. God has bought and paid for you with the holy, precious blood of his only Son. Therefore, you are his chosen race, a royal priesthood. Once you had no one but yourself. But through faith in Jesus Christ, you've become a member of God's own family, a member of this holy Christian and apostolic church. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Only by God's mercy, through Jesus Christ, are you forgiven when you fail to worship God faithfully. And only by God's mercy and with the help of the Holy Spirit are you able to proclaim the excellencies of him who called you to others that you see throughout your day in your words and deeds. In the name of Jesus.